Football on Off the Ball.
Toby, I'm just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. Toby, yeah, we're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Here, Kevin Doherty, ahead of Drogheda's clash against Bohemians away tomorrow night. How are you feeling ahead of the game, Kevin? Obviously, a huge game in the race for European places.
Yeah, it looks to be a big game. Again, no cliche, but they're all big games, particularly this time of the year. But now, really looking forward to see both sets of supporters have sold out on occasions. It's always a brilliant atmosphere there. So, and particularly since the monostand came in for away supporters, it's I think we feel it every time, and I know tomorrow's no different. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And obviously a big break in the league, your last league game in the 4th of July. You had a cup game in between that, but a big break for your side, probably giving you a chance to look at different things.
Yeah, it was very strange. Obviously, everyone knows the reason why we know games. But to have the 2-week break going into the Crumlin game, which was fine. We played a friendly on the Saturday beforehand, so we had a game. And then we went off to a training camp last week for a few days as well, so we got plenty of sessions in. So, yeah, look, it did allow us to... We've a good few bodies back in the squad now as well, which is a good thing. Obviously, you want to keep playing games, but we had obviously played the extra games earlier in the season. But now, look, it's training, have to say, as I said, while we were away and since we've come home, it's been excellent. Very, very competitive, and particularly, like, I think tomorrow will be the strongest squad that we've had. There might be a couple of lads that aren't fully ready to start the game yet, but they're very much ready to come on. And really looking forward to having that competitive nature, and we've a couple of new players in there as well. So
yeah, and the few days away abroad probably helped team morale as well get together.
Yeah, and again, as I said, everyone knows the reason why we were away. It was the week we would have been playing in Europe, so it was good to get lads away from that. But again, it was great, and I've said this already, we weren't there on a holiday. Like, we were there to train, and we trained 8 times and did gym sessions, but it did allow the players to spend a lot of time together as well and relax together in the evenings and stuff, which was great because, as you say, particularly when new players come into the group, it certainly helps them bond with the group. But now it was very much a lot of work done, but as I said, you could see the freshness then. Obviously, we came back on Saturday and had the Saturday-Sunday home, but come Monday training, everyone was absolutely flying, and I'm really, really delighted where we are now.
And great to obviously have top scorer Warren Davis back in, as well as bringing in Michael Cardo as well.
Yeah, it's great, and Josh Thomas as well, so... All in contention for tomorrow. Possibly all three of them will be involved. So it's really, really, as I said, it's that you want to have that competitiveness in the squad. I've often probably been moaning about not being able to maybe affect games as much as I would like to because of circumstances around the club at the time. But certainly can't have that complaint going into tomorrow's game. We have plenty of luck, and again, you don't want to rip up what's been successful for us either over the last couple of games. But we certainly got a lot of options to change things or to add to things. Like, a lot of the times over the years, maybe you would have been reluctant to make subs because you only had very, very young bench or something. But I certainly don't think we'll have that, certainly not tomorrow, and hopefully for the rest of the season, touch wood, with injuries and suspensions. But no, having the likes of Warren back is massive, and Josh, as you say, and the likes of Michael and John O'Sullivan coming in to the group now as well really adds to us.
Yeah, and obviously looking ahead to tomorrow, Bows have probably changed their shape. You've probably beat them this time, 2 times already this season. They've kind of switched to a 2 up top. Will that change the way you approach the game at all?
Won't necessarily change the way we approach it and how we play, but obviously with their shape being a little bit different than they did. I mean, they obviously played that against Galway, they played it against Derry, they flipped into a back four later on in the game against Derry, so we have to wait and see what they do. And obviously depending on what personnel is available for them as well, they possibly have a couple of injuries as well, so... No, look, again, we have to look after ourselves. Bows have, no matter whether they play a back three, a back four, a back five, they've an excellent, excellent team with loads of really, really, really good players in it. Such attacking threats, which shows you in the amount of goals they've scored this year. And I think it was only going through the stuff this morning, I think they've the highest XG in the league as well. So they're a really, really good side. But formations and all that type of stuff, we'll have our strategy and system, they'll have theirs. But ultimately, we've about 11v11 on the pitch, and so hopefully we've been lucky enough to come out the right side of it the last couple of times, but we know it's going to be a very, very difficult game tomorrow. They're in flying form and have been for the vast majority of the season, so it's going to be very tough. But again, we've been really, really good as well, so something we're really looking forward to.
And the game's obviously huge in the drive for European places. Obviously, this will put you in third, 1 point behind Bows. It's obviously tough watching the likes of Rovers, Pat Shells competing in the last few weeks, but that has to drive you on as a team, I'd say.
Yeah, it's certainly something we've mentioned. There's only really one way to get over that, is to do it again. But look, again, it's all we've been probably had been talking about for before the break. Not the break, it's the enforced break. Was that, but we do have to get over. But it's certainly something that we have spoken about, like, you know, you said it yourself, there's only really one way to get over that, is to try and do it again. And there's two avenues to that, and one's the league and one's the cup. So on both fronts we're trying our best on that. Look, we've still a long way to go in the season. We've been very happy with how the season has gone so far, but as you say, you would like to, obviously what was taken away from us this year, you'd certainly like to make over it as quick as possible. But again, we know it's going to be very, very tough. There's some really, really excellent teams in this league. There's some teams on really good runs as well. Obviously, you say the teams in Europe and the fixtures will be changed and all that type of stuff. So we'll see over the next couple of months where we all are. But as I said, I'm only repeating myself, but very, very happy with how our season's gone so far.
And just on Stephen Bradley's comments during the week, he was speaking about the possibility of extending the league, because obviously they have very quick turnovers now between European games. And I think FIFA are looking at implementing a 72-hour rule between games, which would be difficult for the league with the Friday to Monday turnover at times. So what would your thoughts be on that?
Yeah, I'd be very much in favour of extending it, yeah. I can't see a reason in this day and age why we can't. You look at our previous month, I mean, there's us now, and again, I know there's extenuating circumstances, the reason why we didn't play a game, but we played five games in 2 weeks, obviously with the European fixtures brought forward. And maybe if the season had started an extra couple of weeks earlier, or it was extended a couple of weeks later, then those couple of those Friday Mondays would have been used for European games, for example. So yeah, I certainly see the logic, certainly, and I haven't seen exactly what Stephen said. We were training here this morning, but I would imagine he's talking about extending the season. And to me, the way teams are now, and we're in a fully professional full-time league at the moment, as it currently stands with 10 full-time teams, I certainly don't see any reason not to. We're all equipped for it, we're all set up for it. As I said, the fixture schedule can be chaotic at times. The Friday Mondays can be good, absolutely, but if you extend it by just for even for a week either end or 2 weeks one end, then you're literally taking away at least two of those fixtures, and then you could still have maybe the European team playing on a Friday Monday, and that would alleviate the fixture congestion in July, for instance, and stuff. So yeah, I certainly don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. I don't think facilities or weather or anything is that much of an issue. Whether, I mean, it could be the middle of the summer and it could be lashing rain and the pitches, like, you know. So I think, I'd be certainly happy to do that.
Here for Owen Lamb ahead of Drogheda's clash against Bohemians and Dalymount tomorrow night. Owen, how are you feeling ahead of the game?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We had a bit of a spell in July where we didn't play many games, so the squad has rested and we've gotten some bodies back, so the competition in the squad has been good and we're feeling good, ready for the game.
Yeah, you speak about that break. Obviously, you went away to Spain for a couple of days there. I'd say that was helpful for the managers to get a look at a few different things, and obviously a bit of a mental and physical reset for the team as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, yeah. To be away in the sun and just spend a lot of time together as a team, it was really good to, you know, form that bond that we're going to need for the last 10 or so games that it is. I think it'll show on the field.
And obviously you've played Bohemians twice this year and have beaten them 1-0 on the both occasions, but always a tough game, I'd assume.
Yeah, we know what threats they have. We know they're going to bring quality and we're going to look to disrupt that. It'll be a difficult game, of course, at their home. We know their fans will be up for it after the most recent results. So yeah, we know it's going to be a test, and we're going to go and take that head on.
And obviously for yourself, as playing as wing-back this season, you'll kind of come up 1v1 in this game tomorrow night. How does that suit you as a player, kind of going 1-on-1 with the opposition wing-back?
Yeah, it suits me well, I think. I think a lot of the times when we can switch the ball out on the attacking side of the game and I can look to get beyond the back line, I think that's where I can bring my threat to the game, and also coming inside and combining a little bit and trying to break down their back line. And then on the defensive side, a lot of the times we're going to look to be in our shape and I'll have numbers around me where hopefully I don't get isolated as much as I would hope to.
And obviously we've seen when Bohemians played Shamrock Rovers a few weeks ago, the sort of pace they have and the sort of intense press they have on the opposition teams. You have the likes of Ross Tierney, Dale Rooney all coming at you from a defensive point of view. If you're looking to play out, is that something that you've looked at?
Yeah, look, we've played against them multiple times this year already and posted clean sheets against them, so we know what the task is ahead. It's just about stepping on the field and and limiting their qualities as much as we possibly can, and staying together as a group, and really having that spirit as a team where we feel like we're not going to give in easily.
And obviously yourself, you came here this season from the US, and I'm assuming you came here looking with the eye on Europe, which ultimately didn't happen, but I'd say that spurs you on as a team now. This is a big game in contention for European places, so I'd say that motivates yourself and the squad.
Yeah, 100%. There's a lot of belief in the team, and like I said, going away really helped us, like, kind of have those conversations and just say, look, we have this spell of games coming up now where we can push and we feel like we can do something special, and if that's qualifying for Europe next year, we'll be proud of ourselves for that.
And what are your thoughts on the League of Ireland so far, having come in this season?
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of young quality, and the teams have posted good scores recently in Europe, so you know that the league is getting better and better. And I'm looking to compete, and just hopefully we can get to a spot where we are competing in Europe next year as well.
And ultimately, the break you got gave you a chance to reflect on the season so far. What were your takeaways from that?
Yeah, I've been fairly happy with my own performance so far. I've been happy to be in the team as much as I have been, stay healthy, and look to push on and hopefully get on the score sheet and post a couple more assists in the last couple of games this year. So,
to unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.